This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I'm so excited to have my next guest here. We have Franny Goldie here, who is the founder and CEO of Franny Goldie, but she is also an incredible, I loved doing the research on her. I was just talking because it's like, not only does she have an amazing apparel company, but also she is a renowned singer, songwriter, musician, plus a co-founder and CEO of Franny Goldie. But her songs have appeared on more than 100 million records worldwide. We're going to talk to her a lot about that, I'm sure. But in 2016, she decided to start her clothing line known for the Perfect Black Pant. And that's expanded a bit since then. But her journey is one of creativity and resilience and entrepreneurship and transforming personal challenges into opportunities, all of that. With all successes, we all have challenges, right? And maybe some of those challenges we never really expect when they hit, and they don't hit at the right time ever, especially when we're challenged by a situation of somebody that we love. And that was definitely the case when she discovered that her husband was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. And as many people know who have listened to this podcast, it's a topic that is near and dear to my heart for sure. So I would love to hear more about that from Franny too. But more than anything, welcome to the show, Franny. We are so honored to have you here. You're so awesome.
Total pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to join the club.
Super excited to have you here. So as everybody knows, I mean, we really focus across industries on this podcast on entrepreneurs and founders, and sometimes they're the CEOs of the company, sometimes not. But I love kind of the common thread amongst so many. And that I definitely saw that in the passion and the purpose in your story. But what inspired you to transition from being this incredible, successful songwriter and singer to founding your own fashion brand? I mean, that is just, that's like, whoa. I mean, I love it. But I bet you didn't think that that was going to be in your chapters.
No. I mean, I don't know if it was that I was inspired, but I mean, it was very organic. I never imagined that it would turn into anything. It was basically started out where I was doing fundraising for my son's school. And all the parents were encouraged to be part of the fundraising to raise money for the school. And at first, I was able to get some really cool stuff, like autographed guitar from Sheryl Crow. And my husband was able to get like drumstick signed by Ringo, you know, I mean, like really cool stuff. And then after a while, your favors run out. And I noticed a lot of the time moms would say, "Oh, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that?" And I used to shop a lot of the sample sales downtown. I was always a shopper. Love to shop. I don't think that's unusual, being a woman, loving to shop, but I did love it. Anyway, I asked the school, I said, "You know what? Could I just do like a boutique in the school gym maybe?" And that's really how it all began. I set up a couple, you know, folding tables and laid out some stuff. I had a couple racks that I bought at Bed Bath & Beyond, hung some things that I'd found at these sample sales, and away I went. And that was really how it all started. From there, people were calling me saying, "My sister saw this, my cousin that, my mother-in-law, you know, can we come over? Do you have more stuff? They saw this, they want that." And I'm like, okay, you know, let me refill. So I'd go shop some more. And, you know, slowly and eventually it became a thing. And then I got obsessed about creating my own stuff, because there was like, I always looked for a uniform. I just wanted to have some chic, something great I could throw on every day, know that I looked good no matter what. And so I started working on that, never knowing again where that would lead to. And that gives you a little, you know, taste of how it all began. Yeah.
Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now? Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. Keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart, Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part, each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years, helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long-term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. So you touched on this a little bit, but the brand, the mission and the ethos was, it started with the perfect black pant.
Yes.
But I'm just curious, like, how did you think about that? Was everything black initially? How many SKUs did you launch with? How did you think about this brand overall outside of, you know, being sort of a uniform or something easy? I'd love to hear you describe it.
Well, at first, I wanted a pair of pants that fit me, that I could put on, that I felt great in. And I had found a couple things that were close, but no cigar, so to speak. And I kind of wanted to put them together, you know, like, ooh, what if this had this and this had this and this kind of fabric? And I set out to find a fabric. I had no idea about developing fabric and what it took and how you did it, but I learned along the way. I remember that a friend of mine had a housekeeper that was an incredible sewer, because she had sewed a dress for a friend of ours, for her little girl, that was just one of these elaborate party dresses. So she was like a master sewer. So I approached her and she helped me put all this together. I had basically taken scissors and safety pins and, I don't know, did a mashup. And eventually, after many months of honing and tweaking, came up with a template for what would be the magic pant. I mean, I can give you a little, I mean, I wear them every day. I'm my customer.
Yeah.
You know, they come up to your waist, which to me is critical. They, you know, hold you in. The fabric's fantastic. I'm wearing this all season right now. I wear them every day. They're reliable, dependable. They don't have side seams. They are a little higher in the back. So when you sit down, I hate that feeling of, like, you know, your pants coming down. And to be honest, my body, you know, everybody has their issues. I have booty, hips. I wanted something that, you know, made me feel held in a little bit, but comfortable, so I could eat a meal. And that's it. And now I have them for myself, and I'm so happy that I feel like I'm my customer. You know, if I like it, if it works for me, they're going to love it. And that's kind of what happened.
So you didn't come from the apparel industry. You came from the music industry, as I talked about. in the intro. But what were some of the songs that you're probably most known for? And can you talk to me about that industry? And you kind of grew up in that industry first, and then before deciding to start Franny Goldie.
That was my dream. I mean, I wanted to be in the music. I loved music. Music was everything to me. And, you know, I grew up, I was one of those kids that always had the transistor radio under the pillow, fell asleep to all those songs related, felt understood. That was sort of my therapy, I guess, you know, all those lyrics and melodies. Anyway, I guess songs people would recognize would be, my first hit was Getting Ready for Love with Diana Ross, Dreaming of You by the late Selena, Night Shift, which is now having a second life because Bruce Springsteen recorded it for his newest album and sings it every night in the show on tour, which is amazing.
Amazing.
I mean, I'm so blown away with that. It was originally done by the Commodores. Stick With You by the Pussycat Dolls. That was my last hit in 2005 before I went into another realm. And I've been on some huge albums like The Bodyguard, Top Gun, Miami Vice soundtrack, speaking of Dakota Johnson. And I'm trying to think, I can never think when I'm like on the spot.
That's okay.
What have you written?
The bottom line is you've done a lot and you are so talented. And I love the visual of thinking about you, how I think many people would see how you're very modest. First of all, you made it to the top and you purposely chose to go back down to the bottom, roll up your sleeves and try in this new industry, right? About something that you were super passionate about. So what is it about you, right? And what is it about you that makes you want to do that? I did a very similar thing. I was not at your level, but I was, you know, pretty senior inside of some tech companies very early, and decided to start this company, Hint, and in 2005. And
oh
so,
my God, I've had your drink. Go ahead.
So it's but you know, I'm delivering cases inside of Whole Foods and going in the back room at Target. People are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I have no idea, but I love it. And I love building a brand. And I went from kind of bits and bytes, which in some ways you have as well, to physical goods, different challenges, but it was a different learning for me. And I've loved every minute of it. So
that's amazing.
For sure.
I'm so blown away. Do you still have the company?
Yeah, well, I'm not the existing CEO right now. I stepped away a couple of years ago. And so, but I'm still involved. I'm still on the board and the company is still private. So, but anyway, getting back to you.
Okay.
So what is it in you that like, what was the light switch that said, obviously you wanted these pants, but also, I mean, why did you just want to go do this and kind of continue to work hard?
I think it was a mishmash of stuff. I mean, like, first of all, I'm super driven. I've always been a overachiever, if you will. I love being busy. You know, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. I'm one of those people that's busy. I love learning. And it was kind of just so organic. It was a happy accident. It was just, you know, you keep moving forward, moving forward. People ask me all the time, like, how did you do this? How did you do this? And, you know, like, I always go back to the, I love that Tom Brokaw said, you get things done by getting things done. That's it.
That's so true.
You know, you get things done. And so I mean, I feel like I was sort of led, you know. I also love the thing Barbara Streisand, well, she, it's originally Gothy, but that, you know, when you commit, the universe conspires to help you. And, you
yeah,
know,
so true.
And it's, I mean, I see it all the time. And, you know, my husband, as you mentioned, was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. I don't even know what if there's a word to describe beyond heartbroken. I mean, here was my life, the love of my life, this man that he was my phone call, my partner, my part of me. I mean, I loved him with every ounce of my being. And I didn't even know what I was in for. But having a diversion, and, you know, it was, it gave me something to do. It was therapeutic. It was a crutch. It was a place to land. It was being around, you know, people that we were all busy trying to make this happen. So it kind of gave me a little bit of a break from what I was going through in my personal life. And I don't know, I just, you know, and my husband still was able to see the beginnings of the business and was so encouraging to me.
That's awesome.
You know, and he would come to my little photo shoots and he, you know, he was so, helpful and just my usual cheerleader.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so incredible. And from that experience, that super challenging experience, you launched Music of Minds. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't launch it. I was looking for, because my husband was a record producer, some kind of music, anything that I could get him involved with while he was going through this journey. And I forget how I found it. So I think somebody told me about it. It was just starting out. There was barely any people involved. And I called the woman who was running it, who founded it. Her husband also had dementia. And anyway, she had put together this band called, you ready for this? The Fifth Dimension.
I love it. I love it.
Like Fifth Dimension, the Fifth Dimension. Anyway, so I brought my husband there and he was like, this is not for me. I mean, it was kind of the American songbook. He was doing like rock and roll. It was not very hip. But eventually I said, just go a few times. If you hate it, you never have to go back. And he ended up loving it. Both of us got very involved in it. And it became one of our lifelines.
And I love that.
Still, you know, I support them. And I help whenever I can. If they're doing a concert, I'll go help seat people at the venue or, you know, whatever way I can.
So you've gone beyond the magic pants with Franny Goldie. But so can you talk to me about how you decided to expand and overall, how different is this than the music industry and what you were doing? Or do you think you learned a lot of things being in the competitive world of music and that allowed you to be the force that you are jumping into another competitive industry, the apparel industry?
I mean, it's much harder in a, well, I don't know. They're both hard, but it's like, you know, you write the song, you create the clothing, you know, and then you have to, you know, get somebody to like it, you know, like an artist and a customer. You know, there's a lot of similarities, you know, and you have to have the record pressed or the, well, nowadays it's just digital and you upload it and it streams. I mean, but back in the day, you'd make a record or a CD, a cassette, whatever, you know. So it's, there's a lot of similarities. You know, it was sort of a natural, well, you have a pant, you need a top. But I wanted a top that I wanted to wear. So I always create stuff. You know, like today I'm wearing my new favorite thing. I'm glad we're not in person because I've probably been wearing it every day for 5 days. This is my new cashmere sweater that I absolutely love. It's like butter. It's our newest thing, but you know, the tops are all tops that you need, you know, a great t-shirt, a great sort of, sleeveless, top V-neck that you can wear under a blazer. You need a great blazer. You need a great pair of pants that you can go from day to night if you work in an office. If you're just running around doing errands and you're a mom, or you want to look great. You want to put something on that, ooh, you can just grab. It's the backbone of your wardrobe. We're not making statement pieces here. You know, it's your core. It's what you need every day. Like I threw this pair of pants and sweater on and I feel real good. I feel like, you know, I look together and I'm comfortable and I could eat a sandwich and not be, oh, you know, like I need to unzip my pants or something.
I love it. When you think back on those early days of launching, I'm sure there were some mistakes that you made along the way. We all make mistakes, right? And hopefully we learn from those mistakes and don't make them again. Probably made mistakes in the music industry, right? And again, you move on and learn a lot. Any great stories to share with building Franny Goldie that you felt like it's funny. I was just interviewing I don't know if you're familiar with Bowl and Branch. It's an incredible sheet company. And I was interviewing the, I'm still laughing about it, the founder and CEO yesterterday of that, and the guy, Scott Tan. And I asked him this question and he said, bed skirts. He thought everybody wanted a bed skirt. And he said he had a lot of bed skirts for a long time because it ends up that he had a bed skirt. He figured he and his wife like bed skirts, but most people don't like bed skirts. And I was just laughing. And I told my husband last night, I know, I said, you know, it's just the things like that where he said, the good news is there's no like shelf life. It doesn't expire. They were white. So we always have bed skirts if anyone needs them. But he said, we made way too many bed skirts. So.
I have a very tailored kind of bed skirt. You know, it almost looks like furniture, like the bottom of a couch or something. But that's funny. It's funny you say that because my girlfriend, I asked her, I said, I need some new sheets. Any recommendations? And she said, oh, get the Bowl and Branch starter set or whatever. I've ordered from them like probably 4 or 5 times already. Anyway, I love it. Funny story. I mean, I get the weirdest thing that happened is when I first started and I was in touch with this company, working on the fabric, developing it. I wanted to have the right amount of, you know, whatever you call that, structure, stretch. And they said 1,000 yard minimum. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I had no idea what that meant. None. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right. And I, you know, had to put money down, and it was a big investment. And I was like, you know, I didn't even know like how you figure out how many pair of pants will 1,000 yards make. I knew nothing.
Yeah.
One day, a truck, two guys come to knock on my door. A truck comes. He said, we have your fabric. I'm like, oh, you know, I go outside. I look in the truck and I'm like, whoa. okay. Give me a minute here. And I'm trying to figure out where the hell am I going to put all this friggin' fabric? Let alone how am I going to then get it made into the, it was crazy. So I laid down, I luckily had a room that I had recently cleared because it was my son's playroom and he didn't need, you know, little playroom anymore. So I put, I don't know, towels, blankets all over the rug, covered the floor. And these guys came in with all these rolls, had this huge pyramid of fabric. It was funny. I mean, people would come over and they're like, what the heck is that? So, yeah, I had 1,000 yards sitting in my in the playroom. Anyway.
That's a riot. I remember when our first run of Hint came, and we lived in San Francisco at the time, and we had a 2-car garage, and I was pregnant with our fourth, and the trucks came to our house, and they delivered these pallets, and they were taking up, my husband said, okay, we'll put them in the garage. And I was like, okay, but we have no room for our cars, and I'm going into the hospital to deliver a baby. And, you know, and so that was when I said, okay, before I go to the hospital, I need to try and get it into Whole Foods. And the whole idea in my head, and I've told this story, was I needed to get it out of my garage. And like, and that was for me, the motivation that I had. It was, you know, yes, I wanted to sell water and sell Hint into Whole Foods, but more than anything, I wanted a place to park my car, because in San Francisco, there was street parking every few hours. I'm like, it's going to end up in the towing, you know,
exactly.
Park, right. It's going to get towed for sure. So anyway, that story reminds me of that.
Saying about invention and necessity, that's like the perfect example.
Yeah. It's so true. So what do you think is the most challenging thing of building a brand? And as you've been, you know, getting out, you've got a great product, but how do you make people aware? I would imagine a lot of it's been word of mouth for you, but how do you make more people aware?
I mean, that is the $6 million question. Mm-hmm. You know, marketing, advertising, I mean, if I'm pretty crazy, like if I see somebody and I'm in the supermarket, for instance, like I'll be like, I'll walk up to them and hand them a card and say, you look like my customer. I said, you need to check my brand out, and I'll give them a code, like a discount code, and give them a card. You know, every day we do our best to try and get the word out. And the more people that, you know about our brand, you know, and they tell a friend and they tell a friend and they tell a friend, and that's what you hope for. And it seems for us, it's been very organic, and we are privately owned, and we have an amazing team of women. We all work together on it every day. You never know. I mean, like, I was so lucky in the beginning. We, through a friend, got into O Magazine. I didn't even know this friend. It was a friend of a friend. And they dubbed us the Magic Pant. I mean, how lucky can you get?
Yeah.
We were in People magazine. You know, those are the things that really help. We were on Good Morning America a couple weeks ago. Yeah. 2-3 weeks ago. Things like that. That's how you get the word out, from what I understand, you know.
Yeah. And also it, they tell your story, right? Which is so inspiring.
And tell your
story
to as many people. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So beyond telling your story, last question, best advice for success. You have done it now in two industries. What do you think it takes in order to just, you know, make it? And I'm sure there's been a lot of, you know, oops along the way, maybe some stumbles, some failures. What do you think it really takes in order to kind of build?
Well, it takes determination, lots of energy, and not being afraid. I mean, I think this is one of my biggest, you know, things is if I don't know something, I ask. Some people are in this place of like, well, I'm the boss or I'm the, you know, I can't ask anybody, you know. If I don't know something, I ask. I love learning. And I'm not afraid to say, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but determination, not, you know, not giving up. And when you do get to that point of, you know, feeling like you want to give up, like just picking yourself up, brushing yourself off and moving forward, always moving forward. Like my husband, he always used to, I took him to see the Clark Terry, documentary, and Clark Terry, who was a famous trumpeter, who, was the mentor of Quincy Jones, for instance. His saying was, keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on. And that's what my husband always used to say. And so I keep on keeping on.
I love that. So, well, Franny Goldie, founder and CEO of Franny Goldie, thank you so much. We're going to have all the info in the show notes. And you also gave a special offer to us too, which we'll have all of that in the show notes too. So thank you so much for being with us. Such an honor, and good luck with everything. Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.